The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit could there be for one who gained the entire world and forfeit his life? Or what can give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to their conduct." The Gospel of the Lord.
Last Sunday, we had a wonderful statement from Cambria and from the parish leadership team on the subject of racism and what is happening here in this country at the moment, and not just here in this country, but in many other places throughout the world, where people are being unjustly treated and condemned because of their color or race, and indeed many people suffering because of their particular religion. And interesting, and I don't know if you noted or not, we didn't have a normal homily last week. We had an appeal by Father John from Sudan, and he gave a wonderful, wonderful account, and he gave a marvelous appeal and got a wonderful response from you. But interesting, and if you go back for a moment to the gospel last Sunday, Jesus was racist. We saw a different side of Jesus very briefly when in the encounter with the Canaanite woman. And Jews always regarded themselves as a chosen people. That was a culture in which Jesus was part of that culture. And so he even referred to her as being a dog, you know, that the Canaanites by the Jews were regarded as dogs. She came back at him and she said, "Well, you know, even the dogs feed on the scraps that fall from the master's table." And so then we have a lovely, a lovely incident of Jesus apologizing to the Canaanite woman. Totally countercultural in Jesus' time, you know, to apologize to a woman, because women in Jesus' time were very much looked down on, and men always thought that they were much better than women. And even that happens to today in many places. I hope it doesn't happen here, where your husband thinks he's better than you, because he's not. He is not. We're all equal in the eyes of God. And so I want to move on then to the gospel this morning, and also bring in what we were talking about last week and try and see how it comes up in the gospel again this morning, where Jesus is talking about losing one's life in order to gain it, and see in some ways what gives rise to racism and bigotry and so on. I think it's pretty true to say that in the early stages of life, most of us as children and as young people and young adults, we're very much into self-care, to self-care. It's me, me, all the time. What is good for me? What is convenient for me? We call that self-care, where there's a concentration all the time on me. Now, unfortunately, some people never move from that. And so the whole life is centered around me, my life, what is good for me. The life is dominated by my power, my money, my convenience, is my, all the time. And they never move on from that. Hopefully, most of us move on to the second stage where it's kind of family care, for use of a better name, family care, where we care for family, we care for our group, we care for our community, for our people, my group, and that is where racism begins, if we don't move on from there. And it's difficult, but let me try and explain that to you. Just like the Jews in Jesus' time, and many countries today, and many peoples today, it's my group, my country, my people. Nobody is born hating black people or colored people or gay people or lesbian. Nobody is born like that. It's caused by our culture. It's caused by our culture. Now, I'm very aware of that because when I was young, growing up in Ireland, I was absolutely convinced, and so was everybody else, my family and everybody I knew, that as Catholics, we were the only ones that had a chance of going to heaven. And we looked down on the Protestants, they didn't have a hope in hell, and I mean a hope in hell. And we looked down on them very much. Now, it's funny, but that's how we saw things. That's exactly how we saw things. And that is what gives rise, that kind of my family, my group, my country, my culture, that gives rise to this terrible hatred and bigotry and racism we see, not just here in this country, but in many countries. We find it in Ireland, we find it in England, we find it all over the place. You've got to move on from there. And many people never make that move. They remain trapped in my family, my group. That's where they remain trapped. You've got to move on to what Jesus is talking about, losing your life, universal care, where all people matter. Whether they're black, white, Mexican, Indian, gay or lesbian, whatever. Those things don't matter, they matter nothing to God. Nothing. Absolutely nothing to God. And when you stick a label on somebody's forehead, and you see that they're black, they're Mexican, they're gay, they're lesbian, when you stick a label on somebody's forehead, you refuse to see. You don't see the person. You don't see. You don't see truthfully. You're blinded. And that's what causes, and that's what gives rise to this terrible racism and bigotry and so on. Looking at it another way, universal love. That's what we're called to do, to regard all people as equal. I want you to think along with me, and please, I'm actually applying this to myself too. And I'm asking myself as I talk to you, have I ever been racist in my attitude or in my outlook or how I see people? Yes, I have. I have to admit that. If I'm up here, you have to be truthful. And I'm asking you the same question this morning when you look at people. For example, bring it nearer home, and it happens all over the place. When you see a homeless person, how do you feel? What do you do? How do you feel? What do you do? You pass by in your car, or you're walking down the sidewalk, and you look at this person sitting on the sidewalk or pushing a cart, and oh, sad. Sad. Look at her, look at him. Do you ever stop and talk to that person and treat them as a real person? Do you? You feel you'd be contaminated if you did. It's very easy to drop a few dollars in a basket for the homeless or the poor or something. Very often it's not your money they want. It's your love, it's your time. And when you do stop and talk to somebody like that, you often learn an awful lot. There are people today who 3 weeks ago were living in very nice homes, probably living a very comfortable life, and today they're homeless. We're talking about the people in Texas and the people in Louisiana and all the people in Southeast Asia where floods have, you know, devastated so many homes and so many people's lives, and they're homeless. It's wonderful to help them in some ways, but do you ever give you, not just your money, but to give yourself? That's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel this morning. To give yourself, lose yourself, give time to that person. Time. That's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel this morning. Now I want you to really, really look into your own hearts. Look into your own hearts and see where you are. See where you are in that regard. And don't let culture or what everybody else does determine how you behave and how you act. Jesus is universal care. Universal care, universal love. We call that the gospel. The gospel. During this last week, at one of the morning masses, I was sharing something with people, and by way of conclusion, I just want to share it with you this morning. To me, making the sign of the cross is a very important thing, so I'm always very aware when I bless myself and make the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And a lovely way of doing that is, may I love God with all my mind, and with all my heart, and my neighbor on my left, and my neighbor on my right. It's a lovely way of making the sign of the cross. So maybe you'll repeat that after me. May I love God with all my mind and with all my heart, my neighbor on my left and my neighbor on my right.